Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Oh, good morning, Adam Gilchrist. It's supposed to be a public holiday year in South Africa, but I guess someone's got to keep the economy running, and that someone is me. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, you can't observe all the public holidays. You'd never be there, would you? How many did you get again? Is it 15 or something?
12.
12. Okay.
But the very South African phenomenon, and it's different in the UK because your bank holidays are either on a Monday or a Friday. So if a public holiday is on a Tuesday in South Africa, more than likely, not many people are going to work on a Monday.
No. Yeah, the Monday off. And then possibly the Wednesday, Thursday and Friday to get over it.
Might as well take a whole thing, won't we?
It's good. Why not? Yeah, it's more relaxed that way.
That's how we do it. But let's start with the major geopolitical news. Two allies meeting when Vladimir Xi, the Russian president and the Chinese president, some strange harmony at the big talks in Moscow.
Yeah, interesting you call them two allies because for several centuries, nobody's really thought of them as allies. But I guess certain other things in the world, American objections to Chinese overtures in the South Asia, the South China Seas and Taiwan in particular, the war in Ukraine, has that thrown these two giants together? They are, of course, chalk and cheese, very different types of communism in the past, very different types of dictator, arguably, now. But when Vladimir Putin met Xi Jinping for the first time yesterday and they shook hands and called each other dear friend, I wasn't quite sure whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. It's a bit like Avengers or Justice League or something. You know, when two of the baddies get together, you think, well, maybe they'll actually become a force for good, or maybe they'll just double the badness. It's difficult to tell. So it's also a very difficult world to suddenly portray Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin as the bad guys when is the United States, is NATO, is the UK possibly Batman or Super? I don't think so. Somehow we don't really look like that. But they're having talks today, and the concern is not that they get on okay and that maybe some trade is done. The concern, of course, is that ultimately China will support Russia's ambitious plans in Ukraine and beyond, and supplying weapons, for instance, has been off the table so far. Interesting that John Kirby, the White House national security spokesman, he's talked about how he'd like China to raise the issue of war crimes with Vladimir Putin. I wonder if he'd like Vladimir Putin to raise the issue of human rights in China with Xi Jinping. I mean, you know, I guess we're all guilty of something, but it's a bit heavyweight, isn't it, this stuff in Moscow?
It reminds me a little bit in terms of who his baddies as a term of your perspective, but it reminds me of the Mitchell and Webb Nazi Germany sketch where in a moment of self-reflection, David Mitchell, who plays a Nazi officer, looks at Mitchell and says, "Are we the baddies?" Reminds me of that.
At the time, as a good ordinary German, et cetera, but yeah, I don't know. Of course, the people who get caught up in this are the people. You know, the billions of Chinese, the hundreds of millions of Russians. You look at that and go, "Do you know? Do we know?" You know, it's one of those where you think, in retrospect, how will history portray this chapter? And it will, I'm sure, not look kindly on any number of presidents and prime ministers.
Let's talk about then conflict and the response to conflict. The miracle bandages in Ukraine, it's saving lives on the front line.
I thought this was extraordinary when I read about this. A very simple thing, really, but doctors on the front line in Ukraine are absolutely thanking a small company in Somerset in England for bandages that are basically soaked in an anti-bleeding substance. The bandages are coated with an extract taken from shrimps, as in prawns, which can stop heavy bleeding. So obviously the bandages are doing their job, tourniquets are doing their job, but ultimately this extra substance. Apparently, it's been known by fishermen for centuries that shrimp cells, particularly from the casings, and shrimp cells, by the way, not easy to say three times quickly, anyway, that they have something in them called chitosan, with a CH, chitosan. It helps blood clot and coagulate and stems bleeding. Ukrainian doctors say this has been an absolute lifesaver for the last 10 months and many times over, a remedy, after all, used for fishhook injuries since about the 1700s, now on the battlefield in a modern war. It's very simple little thing, and yet, wow, does it work, they say.
And then someone calls for medic and fishmonger comes on with shrimp
sauce. Would you like shrimp with that wound? Yeah.
Talking about shrimps on barbecues, how much is too much barbecue? A South African would say there's never enough braai.
Never too much.
Never. But a court in Germany may have an answer.
Yeah, I know. As a braai nation, you're not going to like this. I understand this. At least we're not yet anywhere near Heritage Day, are we? So forget this in time for Heritage Day. We're in Bavaria in Germany. A man has successfully sued his neighbor for barbecuing too much. We're in the town of Bad Tölz, otherwise known as Bad Smells or Bad Neighbors, maybe. A 75-year-old man had argued that the smoke and smell of grilled meat every single day was too awful for him and his wife. He lives in an apartment block, as does the neighbor that he's upset with. The neighbor barbecues out on the terrace every day. Mm. On a second appearance in court, because the first one was kicked out, a dozen other neighbors joined in and agreed they did not like the daily whiff of barbecued steaks and sausages and whatever else was being chucked on. The Bavarian court has indeed now ruled that the barbecuer, the braaier, the braai guy, can only do it four times a month or else face a €250,000 fine. Yeah, four times a month. And if he breaks that rule, and including he's not allowed to do it on consecutive days, so if he did it both a Saturday and a Sunday, one weekend, he potentially could get a 5 million rand fine or equivalent for braaiing too much. Imagine that on Heritage Day. Wow.
We're taking this to The Hague, the International Criminal Court, but this is a violation of our rights. It's Human Rights Day in South Africa. But I wonder, though, Adam Gilchrist, was the braaiing question grilled by lawyers?
Absolutely. Let's hope so. He was certainly well done at the end.
Okay, now, braai. See you. Adam Gilchrist with The Worldview is back tomorrow, same place, same time here on Good Morning Cape Town.